Thunder Bay. The Women's National Curling Championship is facing half capacity in the stands, after the province announced sporting venues of 1,000 or more can only half fill seats, starting on Saturday, as a way to combat the Omicron COVID-19 variant. Local Scotties Tournament of Hearts organizers had been planning on full capacity, after restrictions were lifted. Rick Lang, a vice chair of the 10-day event, scheduled to start on January 28 at Fort William Gardens, said it's disappointing to hear, but added there's still plenty of time for the rules to change once again. The organizing committee had initially only half sold the venue, but recently began selling the remaining tickets. We've been planning, of course, Lang said, reached on Wednesday afternoon, less than an hour after Premier Doug Ford's government announced the changes, which went beyond the recommendation of Chief Medical Officer of Health Dr. Kieran Moore, who last week recommended no capacity reductions at sporting events. We have no control over what's going to happen, and we have no crystal ball as to what could happen come January and after Christmas and everything. We're certainly well aware of the risks involved and what is happening in our community, and we're certainly hoping that things will be all right. If it's not, I know Curling Canada has had discussions with us about continuing the event and trying to accommodate any restrictions that are put in place by the government. The move will also affect the Thunder Bay North Stars and the Lakehead Thunderwolves men's hockey team, who both also play at the Gardens. The Thunderwolves drew 2,197 fans to a 6-4 win over the Toronto Varsity Blues on November 20. The Gardens capacity is about 3,700. The North Stars draw more modest crowds, usually numbering in triple digits, so likely won't be impacted much. Lang said he's still hopeful they'll be able to fill the building. If not, then we'll do our best to manage the numbers that we're allowed and hoping that we can hold it at all. The province has not announced an end date to the capacity limits. Ontario on Wednesday announced more than 1,800 new cases, and Moore has said Ontarians should expect Omicron to be the dominant strain moving forward. Ford also announced that boosters will be open to everyone 18 and older, starting on Monday. The province opened up booster shot appointments this past Monday to everyone 50 and older.